Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 27th year covering the latest in cool consumer tech. And yes, of course, that includes things like products and services and apps and websites and gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate on the program, not just because when you call in, you win stuff, but because your questions, your comments, your help for other listeners, even your tech rage makes the show. And we appreciate hearing from you and having you be part of the program each and every week. So you can join us, by the way, anytime, 24/7, whenever you've got a question about consumer tech, or perhaps you're hearing the show or podcast or stream, because we stream 24/7 on our app, for example, and you have some additional input for one of our listeners. That is terrific, and we love it when listeners help other listeners. So join us any number of ways, the three most popular ways these days. And again, in order to win prizes, you need to be heard on the show. So you don't want to just send an email. We want to hear you. It is radio, after all. So let us hear you, by all means. You can either call toll-free from anywhere in North America, 1-800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686 to join us on Into Tomorrow. You can search your app store for those two words, Into Tomorrow, and snag the app and just click on that message to studio button. Or you can join us on anything with a browser and a microphone. So your tablet, your smartphone, your desktop, your laptop, whatever the case, if it's got a browser and a microphone, you can visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look on the right-hand side, sometimes the lower right, depending on what device you may be on, and you'll see a little red Ask Dave microphone. Click that and participate that way. Either way, we want you to join us on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest has developed a social app that pushes you to do more activities in the real world instead of wasting time online. Well, that caught our attention. The founder and CEO of a company called Happium is Mehran Java. Mehran, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Where are you joining us from?
I'm from San Diego, California.
Oh, from San Diego, okay. The other side of the country. We're in Miami, so.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah. I think you have a great weather out there.
Oh, yeah. We're doing fine. We're not cooking. We're not baking. You know, we never get over 100 degrees in Miami. It feels like, yeah, sometimes, of course. But we've got humidity and we've got that ocean breeze all the time. So that's always helpful.
That's great. That's great to hear that. Yeah.
So tell me about Happium as a company, and then let's get into what it is that you're doing with this new social app.
Yeah, sure. So I need to give you some background and some intro about the Happium. So more than 70% of U.S. adults are using social media apps. I use YouTube, you might use TikTok, your cruiser might use Instagram. And it's just like a piece of cake or dessert that we are reaching for when you're bored or when you're stressed, when we just want to take a break from whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And without knowing or even with knowing that how negatively it impacts our mental health, the obvious example is like we're going to Instagram and we see all these influencers having a huge smile on their face and having fun with their friends and family on their private jet while we are in our bedroom alone and we are looking at our phone and we are starting comparing ourselves with them and see that how miserable we are.
Yeah, good point. We're not on our private jets.
It's a ridiculous like comparison, but yeah, while we're in our pajamas, you know?
Yeah.
I can share my screen and show you my screen and this graph that...
Sure. And while you're doing that, I'll remind our audience to visit us at intotomorrow.com and you'll see the video of our interview with Mehran and Happium and see what that's all about. So now we're seeing your screen and you're talking about or showing us a problem. What is that?
Yes. So actually, this is a graph that World Happiness Report shared on their website. And it's basically it's a graph about the general social survey that they went to people and asked how happy they are. So as you see, it has some ups and downs before 2003, and it goes down, and it's this bottom is around 2008, 2009, which was around the same time that we had financial crisis. So we get recovered, and it goes to 2012, and after that it goes down again, which is about 2016. And that's the exact same time that Instagram is getting popularity and it gets its boom. So there is this report, and there are many other reports out there that confirm the same issue. So obviously, I don't know if you saw that documentary, Social Dilemma. There were like some Congress hearings about this issue. So some people introduced some apps that they were limiting the usage. So you can't be the judge if they were successful, if that was a successful approach to tackle this problem of social media apps. And then, so already this situation was bad. And then this video of Zuckerberg came out that he was talking about metaverse. Mm-hmm. This video came out last December. And I was thinking, okay, so he's going to take this social experience that we have with Instagram and all this negativity around it, and he's going to take it to metaverse. So I strongly believe it's going to make the situation even worse. And we explained it in this video that we put on our website.
It certainly doesn't surprise me that the increased negativity and I like to call anti-social media happened with the rise in popularity of Instagram. Unfortunately, I agree with that 100%, and that's why I continue to call Facebook and Instagram and even Google and TikTok anti-social media. It's really pathetic how that has all kind of evolved, not in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And the important thing is that now they are pushing metaverse concept, which I think is going to make everything even worse. So I thought, like, we have a lot of great tech entrepreneurs out there, but they are busy using tech to make the world a better place. So I was thinking, what about making the world a happier place? So that was a time that I thought, like, yeah, I need to come forward and use my background and experience in software engineering and positive psychology to put together a healthy recipe that can, which its outcome can be a social app that does the exact opposite of what they are doing. So, for example, obviously, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, that they are pushing you to do more things online by yourself. This app is going to do more things, more activities in real world with your friends and family. So. And all, obviously, they decrease your general happiness, so we want to increase your happiness. So,
well, and of course, Mehran, there are a few happiness-related apps out there that offer motivation, meditation, those kinds of things. So let's get into, how is your app different?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, happiness is, it covers a lot of different things. For example, I can't share this screenshot that talks about PERMA, which is positivity, engagement, relationship, meaning, and achievement. This is the five important pillars of happiness based on Martin Seligman, who is the father of positive psychology. So, for example, motivation, meditation, and all those things are really great, but they are not even main ingredients of the happiness. The only thing that I can think of, in best case scenario, they can be the sprinkles of this cake or this pie. But happium covers the whole pie of happiness. So it engages positive emotion, engagement, relationship, meaning, and achievement. And so I'm going to explain how happium is going to make the world a better place and a happier place. And also, there are like some competitions that they are using AI chatbots, but their AI was not well trained. So the user who was using it, they didn't have a good experience. So those apps were not very successful.
We're attempting to find out about this Happium app with the founder and CEO, Mehran Java. We'll be back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned.